We're pleased to welcome in Joe Supra joining us for our monthly update on behalf of Hope Embraced. Joe, how have you been?
I've been well.
Glad to hear. We welcome in one of our first-time guests as well. Jeff's joining us as well with Hope Embraced this morning. Talk about an event that's coming up. Jeff, welcome. Thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself for folks that haven't had the privilege to meet you before, sir.
Well, I'm the pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Gothenburg, and of course we have a daughter who plays volleyball with Gothenburg High School as well, so if you
Ghost
saw
leads.
How tall I was, you know where she gets her height. She's 6'1".
Oh,
she's a sophomore, yeah. So, but no, I've been there 11 years, and love the area, love Nebraska.
Yeah.
When I moved here, I was told that I had to become a Husker fan. That was not hard to do. So,
Not hard. You're even sporting a little bit of your Husker colors in studio.
I actually am. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, so.
It just comes natural.
So. But yeah, we're bringing a group back in from Ohio. We had them here 5 years ago. And it's a group of high school students, actually. And they are a group that talks to high school students. So it's students talking to students.
Oh, cool.
And the reason that we're bringing them back is because, COVID has been a bad thing for a lot of people. And it's only really dramatically increased a lot of the mental health issues that we see around the country. And especially among people ages 15 to 24, we have, every 4 seconds in America, a teenager will attempt suicide.
Oh, my.
And that number keeps going up because of things like COVID. We have about 11 people every day between the ages of 15 and 24 die by suicide. I mean, teen pregnancies are up. I mean, alcohol abuse is up among that age group.
Drug abuse
is up. Yeah,
you hear about fentanyl almost every day.
Yeah, and the news. Yeah, it's just you can't turn the news on without seeing something about that. And so we're bringing this group in. It's a group that talks to high school students. They minister to high school students. They present a very positive Christian message about how to there's a better way to live than to live with drugs and alcohol and sex and things like that.
And obviously, you gentlemen know better than I do, in some of these situations, these individuals, rather they be teenagers, young adults, whatever, they're using these things as a vice to fill a hole that they feel. And there's a better way to go about that.
You could not have put it better. I mean, people are spiritually hungry today. Now, of course, I'm a pastor, so I believe I do have the answer, and I'm pretty convinced of that, actually, that I have the answer about what people need to fill that spiritual void. But people are turning to everything to try and fill that void, and unfortunately, everything that they turn to aside from Christ, well, it's a dead end. It's a dead road, and unfortunately, it usually will end up in things like just complete addiction to drugs and alcohol and, of course, even suicide.
Well, and even things not as dangerous as drugs and alcohol, food.
Food is another one, exactly. Yeah, work, money, I mean,
you name it. Yeah.
Addictions and false idols, they are rampant in our society today.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we think about this age group as well, Joe, these are individuals that were very young during the pandemic. And the pandemic had its difficulties for everybody, no matter what age group you were in. But I would say it was most difficult for our younger individuals and our elderly individuals.
Yeah, isolation is a real issue. And a lot of people, during COVID, they were isolated. Mm-hmm. They couldn't, unfortunately, people couldn't go to the hospital to visit a relative or a loved one, and funerals and churches and schools, all these things where people connect with other people. We have the internet, social media. We can have a certain type of connection there, but it's still not the same as that personal in touch, being with somebody.
The face-to-face.
Right.
The face-to-face was even different during the pandemic as well, with the masks.
Yeah,
and
really.
And the social distancing.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. It all had a factor.
Yeah. I shout out to family hearing specialists, and thanks for my hearing aids. When people were wearing masks, there were actually meetings I quit going to because I just couldn't hear, it depended on seeing the lips, and so the mask made it not only unable for me to see what people were saying, but muffled it, so it's nice to be able to be back, to be able to have a presentation like this, and Jeff has talked about teens interacting with teens. This is a drama presentation with music. Some might call it a musical, but I think it's more heavy on the drama part, with music being interspersed but it really addresses the complexities that are in a teenager's life.
Oh, sure.
And an answer is given. There's actually a chance for people, if they want to interact with somebody at the close of the presentation, there will be people that will be there as listeners, you know, to help guide and direct and maybe point them in a direction that they can get the help that they need.
Awesome. So, Jeff, when is this event? How can folks attend?
It's going to be June 3rd and June 4th, and I'm actually going to pull the information because I don't actually have the information. Thank you. There we go. That's what I need right there. But we're going to have it at the Gothenburg Performing Arts Center at the high school.
Okay.
And there are tickets that tickets are required. However, I will say that if somebody shows up without a ticket and wants to come in, they're not going to be turned away.
Sure.
They're just asking because it is a nonprofit group, and so they do make their money off of ticket sales. We encourage churches to buy tickets for their youth groups and things like that. But if people do want more ticket information, they can call 513-459-7268. And there's actually information. You can look up more information about it at mish-inc.com, M-I-S-H-I-N-C.com. That's their website. And they give you more information there as well. This is now the fourth time that I've actually been involved with this group and bringing them into the communities that I've been serving as a pastor. And our philosophy is that, look, I mean, if we can save one life out of this, it's well worth it.
Well, and that's the thing, too, when it comes to suicide and when it comes to the mental health illness and the crisis that we have in our state, our region, and our nation, and our world, really, it's a permanent solution to a temporary fix. And the impact that it has is just outrageous. I mean, it impacts family, impacts friends, impacts strangers in ways that are somewhat unseen and unknown.
I did a funeral for a 16-year-old who committed suicide in another town that I served as a pastor. And in that time, I mean, the impact that went through the community, a community of about 5,000 people, a little bit bigger than Gothenburg, mm-hmm. I mean, but a school a little bit bigger as well. But, I mean, we had a church that at the time we could seat 450 people in the sanctuary. And we had standing room only up and down the aisles. There were people sitting up in the front along the sides of the area up in front of the church. We estimate that we had about 700 people at that funeral. And in his suicide note, the kid said that nobody was going to miss him.
Hmm.
And so just there alone, you see the impact of what one suicide can have. And that was just the students that were there. That because they bussed people over from the high school even. The impact is far ranging. I mean, it affects far more than just the immediate family or even the immediate community. It goes to grandparents, to friends of friends, and it goes beyond anything we can comprehend.
Absolutely, it does. And one advantage is there's more resources now than ever. We know that this is an issue; it's being addressed. So, an event like this that's coming up in early June is very helpful. The suicide prevention hotline as well is staffed constantly. So there's always assistance available. And then there's local help as well with individuals like yourselves, local pastors, local church organizations. Somebody's always there willing to listen and willing to do what they can to help.
And I would even offer on air here, in fact, they can call our church, Trinity Lutheran Church. If they need a ticket and don't have one, we will buy one for them.
Well, gentlemen, we sure do appreciate you bringing this event into the community and into the region. Is there anything else that either one of you'd like to add this morning?
I think we just like to encourage adults to come. And one of the things that adults can benefit from this is recognizing the issues, the complex issues that our young people are facing. And it will help them to maybe understand better, be more sensitive, and maybe figure out ways where they can be involved to help.
Yeah. Find out what we can do to make a difference and how to help, especially with these adolescents.
Right.
Well, Jeff, Joe, we sure do appreciate the time. Appreciate you guys bringing this event to our attention and to the region. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tristan.